Governor Andrew Cuomo traveled to Hartford, Connecticut on Wednesday to meet with that state's governor, Ned Lamont, and to announce a joint effort to limit vaping and work toward legalizing the adult recreational use of marijuana. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The two governors met in the midst of a health crisis related to vaping that has sickened hundreds across the country, nearly 100 in New York and over a dozen in Connecticut, a phenomenon Cuomo calls frightening. New York's governor says the two states need to work together to regulate the vaping of nicotine products and to legalize the adult recreational use of marijuana so that there are uniform rules in both states.
Because it makes no sense to pass one set of rules in New York when they can just drive across the border to Connecticut and have a different set of rules and vice versa.
The sale of flavored e-cigarettes is banned in New York effective October 4th. Connecticut still allows their sale. Governor Lamont says he still wants to do more research to make sure any potential ban doesn't drive vaping users to the black market. But Lamont agrees that there needs to be a joint regulatory plan.
The idea that each state does its own thing, it's a little patchwork of different rules and regulations, different qualities in terms of public safety and public health. Governor Cuomo really has been forceful in saying this is something we want to do together. We want to do it on a timely basis. We don't want to give up marijuana to the black market. We've seen how dangerous that can be.
Many of the vaping illnesses and deaths so far seem linked to illegal cannabis THC products laced with vitamin E oil, which is unsafe to ingest into the lungs. The two states will hold a summit on October 17th to discuss details of legalizing cannabis, including regulating the THC content of the products. THC is the substance in marijuana that gets a user high. They will also discuss how to tax sales of cannabis and to make sure that police forces are properly trained to deal with the potential of people driving under the influence of the drug. Cuomo says he hopes to have a new proposal on legalizing marijuana to present to the state legislature in 2020.
My goal is to have a proposal by January that I can make in my state of the state to my New York state legislature. And hopefully we can come up with some common premises for the program.
Cuomo proposed legalizing recreational marijuana for adults in last year's State of the State message, and similar bills have major party sponsors and support in the Democratic-led legislature. But the state Senate did not muster enough votes to pass a proposal. The Drug Policy Alliance, a marijuana legalization advocacy group, reacted positively, saying they're happy to hear the governor's pushing for a tightly regulated legal system for marijuana production, processing, and sales. They say that with no action on the federal level, states need to take the lead. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.